If you're looking for something a little bit different, then Cartagena is the place to be this week. It is the annual Romans against Carthaginians battle that's recreated. It's absolutely a unique event, and it's been taking place all of this week, but this weekend it comes to a head. Cartagena has a history of 3,000 years, and immediately as the summer comes to a close, the festival begins. To relive the history of the city, the festival of the Carthaginians and Romans evokes various official events from the Second Punic War, the cause of the conflict between the Carthaginian people and the Roman powers, the beginning of the conflict, and its outcome. Cartagena is a unique city and one definitely worth visiting at any time of year. Even with its modern military history, there's things like the tunnels for submarines. There's a submarine base there as well where they do a lot of repairs, although most of it's privatized now. There's also lots of the military ships you'll see there and some of the historic forts you can visit and even go for a boat trip around the harbour. Also shopping, El Corte Inglés is one there. There's a load of bars, different restaurants, smaller shops, gift shops. It's absolutely definitely worth visiting. So if you haven't visited yet, then perhaps this week is the best time to do so because of this unique event that offers an alternative, really, to the typical Moors and Christians we see, the medieval markets and other festivals in other places. The events run for the whole week, but as I say, this weekend really is when it all culminates. Thursday evening, 8 o'clock, the Carthaginian Navy land in the harbour, and then Hannibal marches to Rome at the Plaza del Ayuntamiento at 10 o'clock in the evening. Friday, 11 o'clock in the morning, is the major battle in the port area, and then at 5 o'clock, the landing of the Roman army, which continues with another battle, and then a victory parade to the port. I'm not going to tell you who wins. You'll have to check either your history books or go to the event to find out. And then on Saturday, there's tributes to the fallen soldiers at the monument Funerio Torquia, and also a parade of the troops and the legions by the town hall too. And on Sunday, a Roman circus at the bullring, although you do have to pay to enter that, and also the extinguishing of the sacred fire at 9 o'clock, followed by a major fireworks display at the festival camp. The details of these days are on the website, theleader.info, so you can visit there and check it out. There's also a website which is specifically for this event, and again, the link is on theleader.info. It's a bit of a complicated website, so that's the best one to look out for. Go to theleader.info and you'll find it there. But of course, if you pop along to Cartagena, just pop into one of the tourist information offices or the town hall, and they will give you all of the information as the official guide as well. But it definitely is one worth visiting this week, the Carthaginians against the Roman battle recreation, which takes place and Thursday, Friday and Saturday are really the key days, but it does all come to a head on Sunday. Check out the website, theleader.info.
You're in touch and in tune with Excite Radio.